Buying or selling a home can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. Heritage Realty makes buying and selling easy. With Heritage Realty, you get local market expertise, one-on-one service, and the support of a network of agents across the area. Heritage Realty cares about the details and goes above and beyond to deliver the service you need. Knowledge is power. Trust Heritage Realty to buy or sell your home. For the newest listings and detailed market reports, visit heritagerealtyknox.com. Heritage Realty, where today's technology meets traditional customer service.
What's up, guys?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Going very well. Going very
well. Are you guys going to play today?
No. Dude, we're working. We're working. That's right. Our bosses will be here playing.
One hole.
T.
Let's go, Tyler. Let's go, man.
I'm not the type of person to ask you because radio is all audio. Look at the two guys you're talking to. Do we look like we golf?
Well, golf has no measurables.
There you go.
The stick does the work. All right?
So good. That is diplomatic. How you doing, man? You doing all right? Seriously.
Doing good. Just started vacation a little bit.
We had
a mini camp. Had a really good off season in Baltimore, and looking forward to a great year. And we get about a month off during this time of the year, and wanted to kick it off with some fun with the guys and doing it for a good cause.
The difference between college and pros coaching. What's that
no
been like?
Recruiting.
Right? No recruiting.
My phone does not ring. I get maybe 3 phone calls a day, and it's usually my family or my kids doing something. And, life is good in that regard. And really, it's just all football. And so I've grown so much just schematically, just as a coach, technically. Having the opportunity, you go so much in college. You're always traveling. It's always something. You rarely have an opportunity to sit back and do a self-examination of what am I doing? Am I doing the best? And looking at other guys and seeing what they're doing and offensive schemes, defensive schemes, and really taking a deep dive into football again, because that's what my love is for. It's for football. And so the NFL was right up my appetite for just football all the time. And John Harbaugh is that kind of guy. The Ravens organization is like that. The offense we run with Lamar Jackson is something that I've been a fan of for so long. And to be a part of it is just ultra special.
To the John Harbaugh part, this is something I've always wanted to know.
Yeah.
They always say you can always tell when your coach is on a different level of greatness.
Yes.
John Harbaugh, arguably a top 5 coach in college football, or excuse me, in the National Football League.
Yes.
Is that true? When you're just somebody in a room, it's just like, okay, this is a different level of good.
No question about it. And he proves it every day. You know, John is – he talks to the team every day and the whole staff. Like, everyone in the organization, in our team meetings, they're a part of it. And from situational football to just life in general, he always opens up with a life message. And it's his platform to make not only the world better, but football better. And that's how John sees it.
Yeah.
And we feel it. We learn from him. And that's why the Ravens, that organization, since he's been there, has been so consistent from year in and year out.
I know you're up against it. You need to get back out to the course.
Yeah.
Tell us about the golf tournament, man. We're excited that you're doing this.
Right. It's our first namesake golf tournament along with the alumni office at Tennessee. And we came up with the idea to do something fun for a cause and raise money to support 3 of our flagship high schools here in the city, Austin East, Fulton, and Central High Schools. And along with the Hope Scholarship, have an opportunity to provide some scholarship help for students that, apply and get accepted into the university. And so I'm excited about that part. And whatever we can do to help within the Knoxville community, I'm all for it. We lived in this community. My son went to high school in this community. About 3 of my kids went to high school in this community. So I know how much this community means to not only us who live here, but for the University of Tennessee.
And I want to say this, man. We met so many people that have been with the Army said they met you. We met Gary, 2-star general, that met you on a USO tour that you did in 2007, 2008 in Iraq. Yes. So, man, thank you for doing that for the troops as well, man.
That was huge. I was all the way over there in Baghdad.
Yeah.
And it was the night before Christmas, and we got mortar attacked. You know, we got bombed.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Wait, what?
Yes, our lives were on the line. Well, you have to sign over your life to go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and for me, it was emotional because my brother had died in a car accident. He was a Marine.
Right.
And I felt like it was something, it was my duty to go over and pay my respects to the military, men and women. And here it happens. You hear a siren go off. We're on the ground. You're hearing the bombs hit. You're hearing the planes flying. And General Beard, once we got back to the compound, we were staying in one of Saddam Hussein's compounds. And once we got back to the compound, he walks up. He goes, "Hey, I'm a Vol." I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" You know, we had Tennessee support on the other side. And he stuck with me throughout the rest of the trip, and we've been friends ever since.
That's awesome.
He came down when we played in the Gator Bowl. He lives in the Jacksonville area, and he came and spoke to the receiver group doing bowl practice and watch practice, and I talked to Gary maybe once a week.
That's awesome.
He's become a great friend of mine. I really appreciate him.
T, we appreciate it. What a story to wrap things
that
up.
That is fantastic, man. Yeah.
If you were a Netflix trailer, that's a hell of a clip.
That's the way to start the movie, huh?
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man. Yeah. Books to come one day.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, you need to write a book, man, because that's really interesting. Yeah.
Hey, Will, Tyler, thank you guys.
Hey, thank you so much.
Keep it straight. We appreciate you taking a few minutes out here, and we have somebody who's literally pulling a headset off of you right now.
It's all good.
T, enjoy. Good. Have a good day, man.
Take care. Right.
T. Martin, we got a few minutes with him now.
Yeah.
We got to let you know, if you're looking for that opportunity to help out T. Martin any way possible, you can find that on our website. That is available at 991thesportsanimal.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.